Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me? Okay, wonderful. I do have a couple of quick questions. The first one really has nothing. Okay, good. It has nothing to do with our. I think there's a really big lag here, so I'm really not sure how to proceed. Can you guide me? Yes, sir. I cannot hear you. I'm in the Blog Talk on my phone, but I can't hear anything on my phone. So I was listening to you speaking on the broadcast. So what I'll do is I'll just spit out my questions and then I'll mute this and listen for your answer on the stream. So my first question was, is there any information scripturally that talks about how John was able to escape Herod when the decree came when he was looking for Christ? We know that they're only 6 months apart, so saying 2 years and back. I'm just kind of wondering about that. I posed the question to my wonderful bishop, but we didn't just have enough time to really get, you know, into it. So I thought maybe I'd ask you. And the second quick question I had was about the curses that we're under. Is it sort of an all or nothing situation? Like right now, we know that we have, you know, come into the truth, gotten baptized in the correct name, and, you know, we put away, you know, a lot of the things in the old man, but we still are currently under many of the same curses. So is there a time where we actually can come out from under those curses, you know, before, of course, you know, going into the wilderness and Christ returning? Or if we just have to all or nothing, just kind of wait, you know, just kind of keep doing what we're doing and wait until that point when Christ returns and then we come out from under the curses. So those are my two questions, and I'm going to listen. I'm going to mute this and then listen to you on the broadcast. Sawada. I'm not sure why, if you can hear me, but we just lost all sound on the live stream. No, sir, I cannot. No, sir. And yes, sir, and I appreciate all of that. While you are looking that up, I was really talking about kind of in specific to our individual lives. Yes, sir. So, you know, part of the curses is that our baskets and stores will be empty or whatever. But as we are following this law, being better steward of our resources, things like that, is there ever a point where we kind of start coming out from under some of these type of, you know, financial curses or health curses or, you know, things with your families, just, you know, some of those different curses that we're under, you know, as a people now that we are working and striving to be better and to earn the kingdom itself. But while we're on this side, I guess I'm asking, does our good behavior get rewarded a little bit on this end? Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. This is my 27th Academy, and I will stay in it and stay tuned to get that information. Thank you so much.
Shalom, Elder. Hello? Oh, I'm well. Thank you. And I just have three quick questions. The first one is, when God cast Lucifer out onto the earth, how did he get through the dome? Did he fall through a portal, or how did he actually get through earth through the dome? And the second question is, can you hear me, Elder? Okay, the firmament. So isn't there a divider between heaven and earth? So when he fell from heaven, how did he get through that?
Okay. Your next question. Bring me back in.
Okay, and yes, that does make sense. Maybe dome wasn't the correct word. I know that there's some kind of barrier to where, like when they go on spaceships, they can only go so far. So whatever that is called. Yeah. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Sorry, that was the wrong wording. Okay. And sorry if I'm talking over you. There's a long delay, so if I am talking over you, I apologize. I'm definitely not trying to. My last two questions was, as far as the Northern Lights, is there any scripture about them? It seems like a phenomenon like that in the sky, like I would think that there would be scripture about it, but I'm not sure. Do you know if there is any? And my last question is, do you know what the chronological order is of the prophecy books?